is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're back. We're live, and it's been quite the ride the last couple of days. It should be continuing by the sounds of things this next hour. Very interesting stuff. One of our newest shows, My Conscious Wellness with Andrea and Bill. Let's bring them on firstly to reintroduce themselves, their show, and then what's up for today. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us. I hear it's been a ride just to get us in the room today.
Oh, yeah. So we're here. So let's get you to reintroduce yourselves and the show, and you'll eventually have this down to an elevator speech, but the extended version is good when we're new.
Oh, okay, sure. I guess I'm Andrea, and my gorgeous partner, Bill, are the founders of My Conscious Wellness, and I'll be honest, I'm in one of those days where I'm not sure what to share in this moment. It's been an interesting ride, but I would say the focus of us and everything we've created is to help share and focus on the evolution of love on the planet and how to help us expand and get beyond the fear.
I think that I as her partner want to emphasize that she's a former chartered accountant with one of the largest consulting firms in the world, a tax specialist, and has really changed an entire perspective in life, going from the corporate world into now working with helping people take it one step at a time towards loving themselves deeper and deeper. And so she tends not to say much about that, but I think there's a little bit of credibility in the back pocket in the corporate world. And I would say my background is a little bit in the computer industry, or a lot, we'll say it that way, and have spent the last 13 years working with the sound, frequency, vibration, technology to help raise consciousness. And we also are manufacturers and creators of technology to do that very thing. And I guess I bring that up only because the reason we have dedicated so much of our energy in the last 11 years together to using technology is technology, divine tools, don't have an opinion. They don't have an agenda. They just do what they're programmed to do, if it's computer or through frequencies playing. And so what we're finding is tremendous breakthroughs with people as they discover themselves and not just stepping into another set of someone else's agenda towards higher consciousness and higher states of love.
Mm-hmm. Intriguing. And let's talk about what's up for today.
Alrighty. Well, if anybody listened to the last show or our first episode, we got talking a little bit about some of the tools that are sitting in our tool chest, and you so graciously offered, Nicole. thanks for
As
taking
I
the
do.
Plunge to actually play on the air today with one of those tools. Now, listeners can't visually see, so we're going to try to give a bit of a sort of a visual as we go along as to what we've done. But We took your voice sample prior to this call and processed it through a software to create a set of frequencies designed just for you. And so we talked about going through those frequencies and talking a little bit about, you know, what that is or what they see. And then in the future, if we could get coordinated enough, it might even be fun to play frequencies over the air. But we're not ready for that today.
Okay. So give us an overview of what these are meant to discern or discover or uncover. Kind of things are we about to unveil about me on the air?
You really want to know?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
We're here now, so yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. I think it's you first.
So, okay. So I'm going to explain a little bit visually. When the computer gets that sample that you sent us, it breaks it down into a little over 1.2 billion pieces of data and then does some simple mathematics, simple to the program, not to me, but simple mathematics, and produces a chart. And as a result of the chart of 5 octaves of sound coming from your voice, it lets us know a bit about you physically, emotionally, mental, spiritual, and kind of messages from your soul is what I call it. Some people call it future potentials. And it produces a chart, which is a nice eye candy, and they're great for trade shows. And they're great for this, except for, of course, your audience, your listeners can't really see it. But it gives us an idea of what's going on related to your chakras, how much energy is moving disproportionate or proportionate to other areas in that body, like physical or emotional. And the real magic is where it then outputs 24 minutes of frequencies that really try to harmonize the energies that we'll be talking about today. So it's the eye candy's great, but the really value in this is not the analysis. It's in the actual using it and playing it. And as we often say, step one in the repertoire of tools we have is to hit play.
Press play.
Press play, listen, and see how it affects you.
The only thing that I would add to this is this was the first tool in our arsenal, let's call it that showed up in my reality about 11 and a half years ago. And I just said press play. And what I noticed was that the beauty of the frequencies for me was that they have an opportunity to get past the egoic mind and allow the soul to connect in a little more easily. And so that's the element that I wanted to add into the room today, is that the deeper intention of everything we're sharing and having fun with for you today is to start to share how it's possible, how to connect to the soul more easily and get past some of the limitations of this this human form.
Yes. So I'll be able to implement this and give you guys feedback as things shift too. That sounds exciting.
Absolutely.
We would love that.
Love it. And the more you press play, the more feedback you'll have to give us. And if that sounded like a challenge, it was.
So where do we start? How does this work? I know I had to make weird sounds into a recording for you. Maybe start with explaining
the interesting
that.
Thing is, you started out by grading the weird sounds, and the weird sounds are really baby Bible boo. They're the vowels with the B and an H, because the tendency or the belief in the science is that depends on whether you're a B or an H, you tend to direct the energy from the right or the left part of the hemisphere of the brain. And so it gives us a neutral sample. Because you really, for the most part, most people don't have a lot of trauma established with saying A, E, I, O, and U. And so we start out the sequence with people with a neutral. But then, of course, then the fun becomes, Nicole, where you then say, all right, well, I want to work on myself on self-love. And so you speak into the microphone and you say, I love myself, I love myself, and over for 12 whole seconds. And the computer looks at it and goes, oh, man, when she says that, she shows up as a martyr. She doesn't really believe what she's saying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ooh. So it can be used to start with. We used it as simple little phrase because that's the fair play to give you a bit of a crack at what your personality might be like.
And we don't know you, so okay. We'll kind of just share, you know, comment as you feel. But it was funny because we were at this event on the weekend and we sat down with this psychologist or psychotherapist and we read her chart and she says to us, we laughed so hard, you're not telling me anything I don't already know. And we said, well, we hope so. But remember, it's the computer that's telling you. We don't know you, right? So we've had enough of this to know, and this was my experience 11 years ago, was how could something so simple, like a silly baby Bible boo, tell you so much about the patterns that I knew about myself? And It's not really us. It's a visual and an auditory representation of the symphony of our soul and where the symphony may be out of tune and out of balance. And so today's exercise and fun with you is to just kind of give you a bit of a sense of what your voice sample told us or told the system, and then handing you a set of frequencies, which we now do in groups as well, to press play in the background and see what changes occur.
Interesting. Well, I'm intrigued.
So when I look at the chart for you, we start out in the physical. Now, originally, the person who created the software could go into more about the physical. We don't. We're not medically trained, nor do we want to train.
Not even physically trained.
Not even physically. Like, we're physical trained just because we can walk around and eat food. That's our physical training. But when we look at your chart, the first thing I would notice is that your energy distribution is much stronger in your head. So, which typically means there's just a lot of energy of connection. When I see your chart, I would say there's a high probability you're a meditator, high probability if you chose, you could bring in information, just because of that high level of energy running. Now, the downside is that's if we have problems. This is similar to my chart in that area. If we have problems as we age, it's generally of the mind first then versus the rest. But there's no guarantee, of course, of that. It's just you're running a huge amount of energy in your crown chakra.
Wow.
Yeah, way up there.
Well, it makes sense, though, because, I tend to stay connected to the upstairs team and work from that place as much as possible.
Yep. I was at one trade show one time, and a guy shows up, didn't know him at all, right? He says, that doesn't work. I said, here, speak into the microphone. And I looked at it and said, are you a channeler? And he goes, what do you mean? I says, it shows you'd be a channeler. And he goes, yeah, I am. How did you know that? Well, I didn't, but your voice did. And that's part of the interesting thing is that we forget is our voice is more unique than our fingerprint or our DNA. It is you. And so not that this gives you details per se, but this can be used for parents trying to figure out what's going on with their children. I always used to think in business, I wish I could have used this for part of the onboarding interview process.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
the way of
that's
the future.
Yeah, maybe. So that's the physical thing that really shows stands out in this. Then we move into the next. We go into the next field of energy, which is the emotions. And this is somewhat confusing for some people. Some people believe the emotions is, they get confused that that's what they think about. We would say the emotions is the gasoline in the tank of the car, you, the human. And the mental is the driving. The gasoline is the emotions. So what I'm going to talk about now is kind of your predisposition towards where your energy goes. So So the first thing I notice is on the chart is you love information. You love to learn. It's one of your passions in life is not just to experience, but to learn and to really bring it in. Does that make sense to you?
Totally.
So what we find in talking to people over the few thousands that we've done is that if you look back at your childhood, there's a high probability that you got a love, attention when you were learning. And so now as an adult, you have this deep association that when you learn, you feel attention, love. And so it's like giving yourself a love.
I don't know if I
can
verify that one or not, but maybe it came from within or my upstairs team back then.
Oh, could be. Yeah, absolutely. The other thing it shows up is a tendency wanting to have some predictability in your environment around you. Like control, being able to know what's going to happen, be able to, walk through sequence and linearity well. Another thing that shows is you might not trust really quickly. You tend to hold back that trust. You'll trust at the superficial level, and it takes a bit of getting to know you before you getting to know someone before you really start trusting. The other thing is it shows
probably.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's probably
did we lose you?
Uh-oh.
Am I still here?
Now you're back.
Oh, boy. Okay. Still here. That's the main thing. I was just saying that the control bit, and that's probably true, although I don't like admitting it.
Oh, I understand that.
Well, another thing it shows up right now. What's that?
Sorry, did you have anything else, Lo?
That was the main point. That was the main bit.
Okay.
I've forgotten what else I said when I went into outer space, but that was the main thing.
And there's a deep determination in you. No matter what, you keep on going. We call it optimistically determined, or another way of stubbornness. And it's an amazing trait when you're doing your own thing and moving ahead and standing on your own. It's every entrepreneur in the world, I think, has that that stubbornness trait built right into their profile of emotions because it feeds a lot of energy. Now, the one
possibly
thing
that... not to the extent that I do. That's why we're talking in our 26th year. A freaking option is my mantra.
Yeah. Exactly. That's why I was surprised. We weren't surprised to see this one spiked in your chart. It's like, oh, you just won't give up. I love it.
That's right.
The other thing we see is there's a bit of a tendency in your emotions to succeed and now then self-sabotage. So it's like somehow there's something playing out that creates this. Yeah. Most people, when they have that particular attribute, they recognize it right away.
Yep. We see what we're doing.
You might not know what to do to get out of it, but we see it.
Yeah. Well, always working on it, but yeah.
Another area that seems to spike out here is a need to be needed. Now, That in itself, there's nothing good or bad about any of these statements. They're just the way you accumulate energy in your life. But sometimes it creates challenges when you have two people in a relationship that both need to be needed. So that when one starts stepping out, that threatens the other person's desire to be needed because now that person's changing and just over questioning and over the years talking to people, it's fascinating how needing to be needed is fantastic and also can be challenging in relationships if you have this every time your partner starts changing, you feel threatened. And so an interesting attribute to have in life. And sometimes it shows up and sometimes it doesn't. It's really hard to say. It depends on the person's and how they've been raised.
And that can translate sometimes into...
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
All I heard was Bill saying, and another thing we saw, and then I went dark. So I'm now connected on a different computer with a coughing dog in the background, but I didn't hear any of what was said. So it's going well, isn't it?
Okay, let's do it again.
We'll do take two, and that's cool.
Okay.
I think what he was highlighting is there's a fair amount of energy and a pattern that we often see. We call it need to be needed. And that's not a good or bad thing. It's really a common pattern, especially in people who really, really care and really wanting to, I call it, make a significant difference. But it can become, let's call it, uncomfortable when people like ourselves start to make changes and there are people in our environment who are used to that energy of enjoying each other's patterns of needing to be needed. And it makes it uncomfortable for you or the other individuals when we start to change. So in my case, let's use a simple example where I created, I'm not saying this is true for you because it applies differently in different people's environments, is when we create codependent situations, either between mother and child or husband and wife or friends, where we start to want to make changes in our lives and the other individual starts to have a spaz attack, I call it. So that energy seems to be quite predominant in the moment as well. Does that make sense? Or did we lose you again?
I'm still here. Dog's still coughing, but I absolutely understand that one for sure.
So there's another attribute in your solar plexus area, which is what we're focusing on, is there might be a tendency to see the heavier side of life. Some people call that depression. I wouldn't call it that, but just struggling with being happy.
We both need to learn. And so, you know, when it started, it was a positive news newspaper because I had to look for positive things. So at the core of purpose that's there.
Yes. Do you tend to want to, when you're learning something, try to go quite deeply into it?
There's no other way.
Well, that would agree with your chart. It says you're a person that wants to actually learn very deeply and take your time about learning instead of brush it over and on to the next topic.
And not just reading about something, but having a direct knowing through experience. I've always said on this network since the first year is talk is cheap, right? Which is not good for saying on a talk show, but, you know, compared to experience and doing, right, it is. And that's what I mean by that is that I when I went to cover firewalking, I didn't just sit on the sidelines and write about it. Their feet looked okay. They walked across, you know, I had to know what was driving the energy to create that phenomenon and if it was real, which it is, by the way. So as a reporter, I had to experience it. Same thing when they started doing the tandem skydive here for the first time in BC and ended up on the front page of the province. Reporter dies in tandem. Because they were hoping I'd get killed and make for better tabloid story. But, you know, I always had the experiential aspect to everything I did. But that's why, because you don't know anything if you're just reading it or looking at it.
It's interesting, isn't it, that Your profile of the emotions seems to reflect very much the career you've chosen.
Yeah, yeah. It's weird how you get this from Baby Bye Bo Boo. I just
little freaked out about that. What else are we doing?
Oh, man, we're back to the tandem experience.
Right? That's, yeah, we're going to have to know how the heck this works. But, yeah, carry on.
So there's other things that show up in the emotion. I'll just pick out a couple more, and then we'll go on to the mental.
I know. I'm like, I'm fresh. She hasn't kicked you out so far, honey.
Yeah. It's amazing. There's a little bit around really hard on yourself. You don't want to really say you did a good job.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit around the self-approval. And,
yeah. Well, a lifetime of abuse starting out, I think, probably stuck that in a nice unconscious rerunning program that's always been needs working on.
And then, of course, into the personal, in that same area, is a little bit around sexuality and intimacy. We won't go into it much. But it's just a bit about this, there's some fear of really getting to that level of communication with people. And so hence it appears like a inner shyness when things start getting, more and more, into the details of one's life.
Yeah. Well, they don't start getting into there because I, after two abusive relationships and two different transition houses with my kids, and I was meanwhile on this path of creating this, what we're talking on now, and vowed to, work on whatever was going on in me to attract that kind of situation. And I'm still working, so it's business. We've been closed for business in the relationship part. Department a quarter of a century now. So there you go. Another point validated.
So it's interesting. I find it interesting as people hear when I read these charts for them, they recognize it and see some of the difficulty in their life and challenges. And the beauty of this particular software is it then creates these frequencies that help you adjust that.
Yeah, that's going to be the real story. How all this is moving. Jeez. Okay.
We understand.
So the last thing on the emotions is you have a sub-tendency, according to your voice, I'm going to say a little bit of being a martyr. It's like, you know you deserve stuff, but every time you try to step into it, it looks like you're being selfish. And there's some sort of triggering pattern around selfishness that you then back away.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
But you keep mm-hmm. giving.
Yep.
Right? Because that's just the loving person that you are. And that's the beauty. It's this beautiful person who, no matter what, keeps loving and keeps giving and keeps giving and keeps loving. And by the way, we all appreciate that.
Yay. Yeah. That's one of the things I've, it's attached to that whole self-sabotage unconscious program also running, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so many of us do.
Yeah.
So many, especially I find so often it's common in the people that are seeking higher states of consciousness. That's one of those building blocks of the matrix of our reality that is, once it gets disassembled, it seems to allow us to flow much better. And many ways of doing that, of course. We only have a few technologies. There's just so many ways to help let go of that self-sabotage. And to us, it really comes down to, when I look at your chart, it's this whole idea of worthiness. Is, are you really worthy?
Mm-hmm.
And are you worthy without having to work your, pardon my leg, bleep, bleep, ass off?
Yeah.
Are you just worthy of a beautiful love and flow and kindness and gentleness in your life? So that's kind of what we see on the emotional chart. Now let's play with what the mental chart brings.
Mental chart. Yep, go ahead. Well, and I think before we go to the mental chart, I think I just want to add a bit of a personal reflection. Because in many ways, this chart was me. I recognize right now, I didn't back then, before I started pressing play, was that just like you recognize, right, many of the experiences and the energies of that abusive type relationships that many of us have experienced, right, in this planet we call Earth, can really have an impact, right, on our triggered emotional field. And, you know, I spent almost 25 years not knowing why I was reacting and acting in very similar ways. I think my underlying motto was control or die. I never really knew why. And so, you know, the invitation when you get to press play with these frequencies and just like I did in my own life was just to observe, right, what emotional release can occur without needing to get into the stories anymore. Simply allowing that orchestra of frequency and vibration to allow the release and then see what greater connection to the soul we can achieve. So I wanted to just add that in from a personal perspective, having witnessed that significantly.
Love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So from a mental spot, thinking, there's a few areas that show up. It's actually quite well balanced, except for a couple areas that seem to pop out. A lot of focus right now kind of on that whole, I'm going to call it survival, security, that whole that social order, so to speak. Where do you fit? And where are you with your life as far as feeling grounded, et cetera? That shows up. It also shows a little bit of oversensitivity to criticism, I'm going to say a fear that somehow how deeply you love people is going to show up and the secret's going to be found out. And that seems to be part of the mental. Does that make any sense to you?
I think so, yeah. I have to kind of sit with that a little longer to get articulate about it, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So another thing shows up right now. It's really cool. You're in the middle of making some sort of decision. Don't know what it is. Don't need to know. But it seems to be the area of the throat chakra is quite distinctly standing out. And it's not always there. Sometimes what it means is that you've got creativity that seems to be blocked. There's some things you want to do, but for some reason you can't quite get there. But most common, it's the decision and feeling helpless and feeling that you can't really make the decision because it affects so many people. And so you start feeling stuck in your decision-making process, standing into your throat chakra, that expression side.
I'm not aware of any major decision. So I'm thinking it might be the other thing on some level.
Creativity.
I literally don't, I can't, nothing's coming to mind about a decision.
Yeah, no worries. That's cool. So then when we go into the spiritual and the mental, that was just a brief kind of thing with the mental. It also kind of says that your thoughts of what you thought was real is still being challenged, which is very common.
Always.
Yes. And that shows up in your mental chart as well.
Yeah.
Not everybody's like this, but yours is definitely distinctly there. The concept of reality is being challenged, which is always a good thing.
Yeah. The minute we think we've got it figured out, we're in serious doo-doo. Really? Yep.
expect well, to know much of anything.
Yeah. Oh, so, you know, I did my years of IT computer architecture, and back then the boards and the executive expected me to know, right? I was paid to know things. And when I stopped that career and decided to spend time in bringing love, more love, focus of love in the world, I realized I really didn't frickin' know anything. And you know what? That was the biggest relief ever. I don't know. People say, how do things work? I don't know anymore. I don't know. Well, how does the technology work? I don't know. I really don't, because it's just my perception of reality. It's my matrix or sunglasses. You're gonna look at things a lot differently. And,
yeah.
And so for me, that whole not knowing and changing reality is fantastic.
And the more I learn, the more I know I didn't know. So it just, I get out of the way more than in the way, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, when we get into the spiritual area for you, it's about, I'm going to say, learning to let go.
Yeah.
That's your primary thing. It's about community as well. So it's this concept of really letting go of all the things you thought you knew and all your experiences. And really honoring the relationships, good, bad, sour, south, north, whatever they are in your life, as the teaching elements or the instruction elements to get you to where you are, which is amazing that that shows up so strongly for you. And it's about, as well, forgiveness. Unconditional love seems to be spiking, and your demonstration of deep compassion for humanity by doing what you do is showing up on that spiritual chart very strongly.
Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing how much you're getting from this tiny 20-second audio.
Yes, it's quite fascinating. We used to do group sessions, events all across Canada, and we would get people to say the phrase like that, and then we'd put it through some technology and convert, basically scalar speakers that convert the audios into frequency that affects all the cells in your body. And they were always fun. And at the end of the session, people would hang around, and half the time we'd have to kick them out because we'd rented the yurt or the space. And one time we decided to have the whole group say, "We are love, we are love, we are love." Well, the untruth or the incoherence of that statement to most people created such a set of frequencies that after the group event, everybody just pretty much left. And we're going, looking at each other going, "What happened?"
Wow.
So now we go into the messages, and I like to call it this, the messages from your soul. And the messages. What's that?
That this should be good. I'm ready.
Well, the true message is this. It's love, and you know this. It's about love. Your journey is about love, but your journey is different than many. Your journey is about a powerful, grounded love, not the airy-fairy, flighty kind of love. It's this solid individual that exercises unconditional love to self, which is all about going, yes, win-win or no deal, loving oneself in balance to loving everyone else. And really what I see there when I look at that is your root chakra spike, your power center spike, your heart chakra spike, but most important, well, not most important, equally important is your third eye spike. And so the message simply from your soul is keep doing what you're doing, and you're going to find even more connection to the higher centers. The stronger, more powerfully you step into love, the more people will get benefited by this, by your work and what you do on this planet.
So keep on keeping on, essentially.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's what it means.
Well, that I can do. That I can do. Failure's not an option, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that optimistically determination. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, with, you know, I mean, I'm always saying I'm not, foo-foo doesn't do it for me. It's got to be, you know, the full, rounded, all aspects, all in deal.
And yet the spiritual chart is really encouraging the letting go.
Yeah.
Right? That, and I'm sure you do that, where you have your ideas and your thoughts and you move forward in it and then you let go and let the universe bring the outcomes for you.
Yep. Unattached to the outcome. Yep. I have to get my white clawed death grip to let go each time. And then we're good. Till the next time. And then we go through it again. Yep.
That's awesome. So any questions or curiosities or the frequencies that we're about to share with you?
Well, I know the answer is I don't know, but how the heck did this computer program know all this stuff? That's
well,
my question.
You know what my answer is? I don't know.
I don't know. Is that is the only question I have right now is how the heck, you know, that's amazing, truly.
Well,
yeah.
for us, it's originally, we give credit to Robert Loy, who originally created this, and quantum sound therapy, Grateful Forever. We started using this tool. I started about 14 years ago, and little story for you, I bought some technology, and I started using a voice sample, and then I'd play the frequencies, and I'd do it again. I'd do 4, 5, 6 sessions like that a day. And after a few weeks, I reached out to a psychologist and said, what is going on? I've lost who I am. It's rewired, or as some would say, popular now, hacking. It rewired some of the base stories about my life. And this person responded and said, well, congratulations, because you finally got to the stage you get to define yourself. As compared to defining yourself from the stories, you get to define what you want now and what your soul wants. And so for us, it's been this amazing observation of change in people. It's like when I turn my TV on, I don't even need to know how it works anymore. I just trust it. I turn it on. I get my whatever show I've watched, if that's what I'm doing, and I've stopped learning or needing to know. I just let it flow now. And
wow.
It seems
so you have
to be opening
into,
me up.
So you have to go into this consciously then before you hit play, as you say.
Yes, that's a great question. I would say yes and no. The first time I pressed play, so for me, 11 years ago, I listened about 9 times in a row, or the first 12 hours, which, you know, not always recommended, but, you know, I'm a go big or go home kind of girl. And what I observed was a releasing of emotional energy, stored emotional energy within my human form that many people had not been able to release before. And I thought that was super fascinating. I did the same thing. I texted him and I said, I feel like I'm falling apart. And
I said, you're falling together.
Falling together. And I went with that MO, but I realized more and more that what's been occurring within many of us is we have these stored patterns or these stored emotions. And they're just seeking to be released. And they don't necessarily need to be released anymore through story. And what I found was over the years that they still make a tremendous tool in the toolbox, right, to just help release some of that, you know, gas in the gas tank that can be stored up simply because we are a soul in a human form in the moment. And it's just part of life.
And I'm a firm believer of not needing to go through old school ways of releasing as well. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yay! We agree.
Mm-hmm.
There's just release it. You don't have to have the story.
Yep.
And the interesting thing is, because we use this ourselves still so much, we do change our tones out every once in a while. So we'll get a voice sample sometimes. When we first got together in our relationship 11 years ago, we would do a joint sample. And it would, I would have to say, it eased our relationship significantly. You know, in those early years when you're trying to figure out who the other person is and what's driving them, or, you know, just irritants. You take a voice sample, go to bed, wake up in the morning. We couldn't even remember what we were disagreeing about. It was the most amazing thing.
That is amazing. Love that. So tell me about the frequencies.
So the frequencies. Let's have some fun. Wait till you press play, Nicole. First time I ever got them, I thought, well, if these are the frequencies of my soul, they're going to be magical. Like, I am going to sound like the angelic realm. And when I pressed play, and back then, you'll laugh, I thought he'd scratched the CD. And I remember saying, this can't be me. Like, this sounds like beep. And so they are, you have to be prepped, very frequency-based. Some are high, some are low, and some might actually pitch you right off. And we say touchdown, because that means that you and the frequency are having a response, and it's looking to dislodge something within you, right?
Okay.
So the more we can listen... Say that again.
So they might be really annoying, is what you're telling me?
They could be.
They could be.
And then Okay. Other people find them super magical. So we always preempt both, or a blend of everything in between.
All right.
So the longer you listen, typically, the more they help release, which means the more they start to work. And then typically, you get to a point where you're like, oh, my God, where's my tone? Because they actually help us feel better.
Some people will use them before they go to sleep because it puts them into deep, deep states of sleep. And some people, it wakes them up. So it really becomes an empowerment where you get to choose when to do it. The only caveat to the whole thing is, please, do not use them while driving, because we don't know how you will respond to them.
I will probably be go big or go home style like Andrea and listen to it all day long, but okay.
Thank God this is being recorded.
They are frequency-based, and so you can, if they're too much, just reduce the volume. You can listen to them with intention. For some people, they'll actually listen if they're meditators while they're meditating. Some others will listen while they're cooking and cleaning. So in other words, you integrate them into your own life in a way that's in alignment with you. I've had people run with them, walk with them, sit with them, be with them. Some people will put them in their earbuds and go to sleep with them. Because remember, we're just using frequency and auditory to help in the release of the energy, right, that's stored. And so you can incorporate them in a way that's in alignment with you.
All right. Sounds good. I'm in.
Awesome. Kind of the tool we wanted to offer, and, you know, maybe one day, I don't know if we can get really this quick, we'll see, is it would be fun to play frequencies even over the airwaves for your listeners. Because even though your frequencies will be different from mine, the truth is we all have similar underlying patterns. And so our energy fields or our beings will only take the frequencies that help us and essentially disregard the rest.
Yes. Would we be able to do would you be able to do voice recording samples on the fly live on the show, or is that something we'd have to set up?
I don't know. My brain is moving at Mach 500, and I'm looking at the tech department on my right-hand side, who is my partner. that would be interesting. I think, you know, if we were able to, and I'm just talking out loud, somehow achieve in getting a voice recording, we would need to be able to capture the recording and then process it through the system to be able to create a voice chart.
But that takes a few minutes.
That does take a little bit. So we could play with that idea for sure.
Because yeah.
Right, well, I think it'd be a ton of fun.
It would indeed.
I'm just trying to figure out logistics in my head already.
Yeah, well, there's a way to do it. So we'll put a pin on that. Set the intention for fun on the air. And so did we get to hear the frequency on the air, the one that is mine?
I don't know if we could. We could try. I mean, it's just that the quality of, well, you're in audio, of course. The quality of the audio really has a lot to do with, you know, the bit rate and the quality of the speaker and the transmission. But we could certainly give it a whirl and see if you can hear anything.
Well, let's give it a whirl. If not, we'll figure out a way to do it in the in post-production.
Oh, my God, that would be a ton of fun. So we're just going to hook up a little bit of a speaker system in the moment. I'm just moving things around for us in a moment. And then in post, if this doesn't work, post-production would be a ton of fun, because I think that your listeners, for those that are listening now in the future, would really, I'm going to use the word, just enjoy the opportunity or even benefit from being able to listen as well. So over the years, we've shared voice samples in different ways so that people can also listen in, and then they can press play as often as they choose to just kind of tune in to see how they adjust. So I think he's got it set up. We're going to play the first sort of frequency.
First minute or two.
And then we'll pause and tell us if you can actually hear this. Sounds good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Let's give it a test drive.
We're not hearing anything yet. That might be my problem.
Okay.
All right, hold on. Try one more time. Nope, we're having technical difficulties.
Oh.
I know, I was totally stoked because usually he's exceptional at this. And just give one sec. And we were... when we were originally talking about this, I was thinking far more complicated. We didn't get to the simple version. So we weren't totally prepped for today, but we're just going to give one more press play for everyone to see if we can pull her into the mix. Because for some people, as he's pulling this in, these frequencies can be really quite also relaxing. And so there's something lovely in hearing a sound that you've never really heard before that can actually have almost like a physical or a systemic response. And this is what I witnessed in my early years, is I could actually feel my spine and my body. It was almost like it was like a deep thank you, for, oh my God, that makes me feel better. I want more of that, please.
Wow.
Yeah, so they are unique and they are that way, but I could actually feel the spine lengthen. So while he's going, my quick question to you, we're just pausing, is can you go to the MP3 that's sitting in the email? Is we're just going to change quickly to another way of playing them. And then if it doesn't work, yeah, post-production, let's have some fun. So there's one more way. We're just going to pull it up, and if it works, we're in business. If not, well, then it's not happening. Our system is not complying today.
We'll have such intrigue.
There we go.
Oh, okay. I heard something. Wow.
I'm guessing you can hear that.
Yep. That sounded...
Want to hear one more? There's
okay.
24 minutes. We'll give you one more minute of this.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow.
All righty. So there's a sample of the first two.
And you
so
say
there's like, yeah.
You say it's 24 minutes long?
Yep. So 24 minutes of frequencies. And then we added 3 minutes of ocean waves to help with the integration at the end. So it's a frequency and then a pause. A frequency and then a pause.
Huh.
Each one kind of having an underlying, I wouldn't say the word intention, but it's the only language that comes just to help with the release. And so it's like a personal symphony orchestra of tones or soul tones designed to just help in the letting go and the integration a little more.
Wow. Okay. Well, I will, I'll start that right away. And what we should do is, at the top of your next show, check in and see what's shifting and what's going on.
We would love that.
And with that, there's the alarm going off for the top of the hour. Okay, so we have 3 minutes for wrap up and shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us?
So what do we got for you? What do we got for you is we are taking these tones and encouraging individuals to join from anywhere in the globe with a specific intention around a group. So, for example, this coming September, we are going to focus on love and letting go of the fears that are stopping us from love. So for those that are super intrigued, we'll create frequencies that people can listen to anywhere in the globe.
They get their own.
And then we combine them as a group to ramp it up. As you know, group intention and sound is powerful. And then we combine some of the most advanced, let's call them biofeedbacks or energy instruments to help enhance in the letting go process. So we're calling those souls who want to focus on love for that experience or others.
And yeah. That super powerful technology behind the scenes helps directly rewire the matrix of limiting belief patterns. And then these soul tones help clear it out of the field completely. And getting amazing results, Nicole, just absolutely off the charts. We're very, very pleased with what people have been able to release.
That's awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to letting some crap go as well and reporting back. I will do my due diligence and listen intensely while letting go. All right. Well, that was amazing. And the time just kind of got away from us here. We're right at the tippy top of the hour, so we've got to wrap there. But I look forward to connecting with you next time, and thank you for bringing what you have forward and being here today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Andrea and Bill are all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Just look for My Conscious Wellness. We'll see them back here next time. You can find the archives in the post-production mode, hopefully, at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.